Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 8th of December, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, I have Ashley at the helm in there.
Good morning. Happy National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
Oh, wait a minute. I was gone yesterday. It's because I was back in the 1600s trying to figure out how they handled the Black Plague.
Ask me about that off the air sometime. Okay.
It doesn't look good.
It was interesting, that's for sure.
No.
So, looking at our weather for today, we're looking at our warmest day in for the next week or so with a high of 72 degrees. But things are going to start cooling off tomorrow and Thursday with highs near the mid-60s. Friday, we're getting a few more clouds, and then Friday night is we have a slight chance of showers. That's going to be a higher chance in the mountains than in the valley overnight. And then into Saturday morning, we're looking at a high of 58 on Friday, 57 on Saturday. So, dropping about 15 degrees between now and the weekend. But we have just enough clouds throughout the entire week to give us a fantastic sunrise and sunset, except for Friday night, we're probably going to have a few too many clouds for a good sunset.
Did you say it's going to rain?
Slight chance of showers. It's going to be higher in the mountains than it's going to be in the valley.
All right.
But if you have any water-sensitive Christmas decorations, you might consider sheltering them just in case.
Okay. All right. Hey, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm here with Sharon Clay, who is in charge of all the animals out there in the animal programs at Turtle Bay. And David Mong, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, yes.
And yet we're all wearing our mask.
That's right. Are you going to give me a new name today? You usually give me some fun title. I usually get a new title every time I come.
I think of you as the Empress of the Fur Babies.
Oh, there. Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
Love it.
Empress of the
Fur Babies. Well, they're not all fur babies, but they're most fur
babies. Yeah, that's all right. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. I like
it. And you brought Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I brought a fur baby with me.
And you know what? At first, it looks like you're just wearing a fanny pack that's a weird color because it's...
It's my black tummy. It's my black and white cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I carry with me.
Okay. You know what? I just got to say it. Your Festival of Lights.
Yeah.
Is spectacular.
Yay.
Spectacular.
Yay. I'm so glad you love it.
Oh, we really like it. In fact, Linda's parents are coming up for Christmas.
Awesome.
We haven't seen them in a long time. It's just be the four of us. And what we're going to do is we told them bring warm clothes.
Right.
We're going to the Garden of Lights, and that I know if Linda's parents come, that Linda and her mom will sit down at every opportunity and discuss the lights. So I'm ready for a two-hour, maybe more, walk.
There you go.
Stroll through the garden.
So you get to experience them longer than most. So
you know,
great.
David, how many people shown up? Do you have any idea?
We have sold, we just crossed 40,000 tickets for Garden of Lights. And that's not just who have gone already, but for tickets in the future as well.
Isn't that amazing?
So, glad to bring some holiday cheer to the community.
I can tell you people were just, because Linda would come up, you gave us some tickets to give away, which we have. And but we'd come up with these really weird esoteric questions. What was Rudolph's elf's name? You know, remember Rudolph?
Uh-huh. The one who wanted to be the dentist? The one who wanted to be the dentist?
The dentist, elf. Oh, what was his name? Nope, we're not giving away anything. But do you realize how many people know that answer?
Yeah, one. I feel like I should know it.
People were calling in with different names, but one person hit it.
Nope.
And the name was Hermie.
Hermie, that's it.
Hermie. But that was worth two tickets to the...
Nice, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
They earned it.
Plus, we give away bear bucks.
That's fun.
On that. Okay, so tell me what's going on with the animals over there.
Okay, well, a reminder to everybody that we are open. So even though we Even though the museum itself has to be closed, our indoor areas, the mill building, we are open. The entire forest camp is open. The animals are open. So people should come down and see them. And we're still doing programs. We can't do our indoor programs this winter. So luckily, it's been so nice out so far, weather permitted. We've been doing all of our same programming just outside in the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. So people can come Fridays. We do a training demonstration for everyone, and we talk about how we train the animals and give you tips on how to train your dogs and your cats and other animals you have at home. We teach men how to train their wives, but we told the wives that there's no training of husbands. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Au contraire. Training your wives. You know, first of all,
I said I'd give you tips. That's my point.
Your tips are don't try it. You know, it's funny that when a man and a woman gets married, the woman expects the man to change. And the man expects the woman never to change.
Never to change. That's
and
right.
It does not work that way. Either we all way. Change. No, that's no, right. We all change.
That's right.
I have found that. And to say something like that is a, it just gets me, I just get giggly.
Okay. All right. That was my joke there.
Okay,
Carl.
It was good.
That was my joke.
It was good.
Okay.
It was scary, but
so,
good.
It was scary, but good. Okay. So, but we have all, we have our training demos to teach people about training. And then we have our survival animal show on Saturdays. And we have a habitats program on Sundays. So, yes.
Survival animal.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So the survival animal show is our winter animal show that we do. It talks all about, what it takes for an animal to survive out in the wild. And we talk about how, like, for humans, right, we find all different ways. You know, you teach classes on survival.
Oh, yeah.
And so we used our brain mostly to survive, right? Like
yeah.
We figured out how to do things to help us survive and build houses and do all that. We wear coats. We're wearing coats today, things like that. So we talk about.
We wear masks.
We talk about with the animals. Hey, the raccoon wears a mask. We talk about constantly. All the different things that animals have built in. So I'm feeling sassy this morning. Apparently,
raccoons will not kill you. Maybe.
Maybe. There you go.
I have that meme where it says, raccoons can't hurt you. And then there's this raccoon standing straight up looking through the window of, you know, like your sliding glass door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
But it talks about, like, animals have to have everything built in. And what are those built-in features that animals have that help them survive? So, for example, we have Sweet Pea here, and obviously we talk about her spraying, and we talk about them being more defensive. We talk about torpor and how animals, you know, stay warm and stuff like that. So it's all about, but it's fun like our shows are. You know, it's educational, but it's a lot of fun. The animals come out, still fly and run and do their fun stuff for everybody. And so that's our winter show called Survival.
Okay. That's really interesting because, you know, everybody knows how a bear hibernates, but they're not the only animals that hibernate.
Yeah, and actually, Carl, the thing I think is great, and I think you know this, we've talked about this, I know you know this, is that most animals actually don't hibernate, they torpor.
Torpor, that's
and
right.
There you go. And so they have found now that even bears don't hibernate.
Really?
Bears do not hibernate, they torpor. And
they give birth, I mean, if they're females.
Correct. During it, yes.
During this. Mm-hmm. And the baby bears are like less than, I mean, you can fit them in a teacup almost,
correct.
Right?
Teeny tiny, that's right.
Yeah.
So, so we talk about some of those fun features that people don't know about in that survival show. And then on Sundays we do a show called Habitats. It goes along with the exhibit that's going on in the museum that's closed right now, Expedition Earth. But we talk all about habitats
but
and different habitats.
You can go up and look through the window. So. On the outside. You cannot see the exhibit. I'm sorry.
You cannot.
But you can look inside.
You can get through the museum because that's where we still check people in.
Okay.
So you still enter through the museum, and then you walk through just that front area and head out to the forest camp where you get to go see the animals. The playground down there is fantastic. So you're looking to get those kidlets out of the house. Make sure you have a membership and come on down. You can play on that playground, safe playground every day.
We're going to talk about membership in the next segment here.
Excellent.
You know, what a great deal it is and all that, and talk a bit more about the Garden of Lights. But, you know, Sweet Pea is.
Yes.
How old is Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea is 7 1/2 now. That's very old. We're getting old for us.
Did you
skunk.
Have another one before Sweet Pea?
No.
Because it seems like Sweet Pea is as long as I can remember, and you all have been coming on the show a long time.
I know. I've been here 13 years, so I've been coming about 13 years, yeah.
Well, not. We'll start our 11th year.
All right, 11 years.
We're starting it, in fact. next week.
Yeah, Sweet Pea is 7.5.
It just seems to me that you've always had Sweet Pea.
It feels that way to everybody.
How long will...
In the wild, they're going to live about 2 to 4 years, maybe 2 or 3 years usually in the wild. In human care, 7 is supposed to be the max.
Wow. But you've got some other animals that have reached... gone far beyond what people think.
Correct. Our gray fox is 12.5, and they're not supposed to make it in human care past 8. So knock on wood, we are doing a good job, hopefully, taking care of them so they're living longer. They're living healthier lives, and a lot of it is because of the animal training we do. We do a lot of training with them, all with positive reinforcement, and we do what's called husbandry behaviors. So we teach them how to participate in their own, like, vet care. So, for example, Sweet Pea, the vet can just come and do a physical exam, can give her injections. She just sits. We can do that with our foxes, our raccoons, all of them.
You imprint them in a way, then. Is that kind of – well, you're training – if they're very young, you kind of imprint. And I know you can imprint horses.
Yeah, so some of our mammals are imprinted not by us. They got imprinted before they came to us.
Right, right.
And then we continue working with them and having them be nice and comfortable and train them. But we train our birds and other animals that are not as imprinted as well.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. And then Sweet Pea is part of our
adoption. You're training my lorikeets?
We do train the lorikeets. As a matter of fact, all of the lorikeets now, all of them, the entire flock, is trained to do voluntary syringe medication, so oral. So if they see a syringe come up, they'll come over, and then the medicine will be in the syringe, and you can just give them the medicines.
Well, you know, so, I actually saw that in down there by the post office the other day. Somebody held up a syringe, and somebody walked over there. Okay, we got to take a break.
Take a second.
Don't give me a day off. We got to take a break. Hey, for people in the chat room, I do not have my computer with me. So hello to everybody in the chat room. But Ashley's watching everything in there, and we'll pass, you know, questions on and things like that as we go on today. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms.
Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palos Hedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:21 in the morning, and it is chilly out there. Not too bad.
Well, it was about 35 when I left the house this morning.
About 35, so
not the ice over, but definitely cold.
But the temperature is going to be dropping during the day here, during the week. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. This is a great bank. This is truly a community bank. They are locally owned. The board of directors are local. And they are built here for one thing. Move your dreams forward. Whether it's a business or personal dreams, they can help you with this. Go down and to the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue or stop by 1845 California Street right down here in downtown Reading and talk to them or visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with David Mong and Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay. We talked about the animals and this, and now we're going to roll over to David here and talk about let's start with the Garden of Lights, and then we can talk about memberships. And then I'm going to come back to Sharon.
All right.
So, Garden of Lights, 40,000 tickets sold.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We're excited. I mean, that's going to help.
You know, for this year, first time, COVID.
Yeah.
And people are having to mask as they go through there.
Right.
And then you're spread out.
Yeah, so, there's 10 acres of lights to walk through, so room to socially distance, spread out, and we've definitely had to adjust. We've been in full compliance with Shasta County every step of the way, but still, as you go, there's always room to improve. So we have started requiring masks to be worn for the entirety of Garden of Lights, with the exception of if you're eating, drinking in the Holiday Village. But, yeah, trying to keep the community safe while still spreading some holiday cheer. So still tickets available going through the 27th of this month.
Okay. Let's talk about memberships. What a great Christmas present for your friends or friends or family or just people you like.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Right. Family memberships are only $90 if you think, you know, what you would pay for a gym membership, much less for a whole year of access to Turtle Bay, access to our animal programs, the museum when it is open. Hopefully next year we get to open that sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And also if you get a membership right now, it gets you $5 off per ticket for Garden of Lights. So if you were to get that now, you can get them this year and still have the membership in time to get tickets next year for Garden of Lights as well.
Okay, so it goes from the day you buy it.
Correct.
Yes. It doesn't like start all over at on the first.
That's
okay,
correct.
That's great. And let me tell you, my friends, it used to be in the old days, you'd have your membership, but then you'd have to pay for exhibits.
That's right. We used to.
And frankly, you know what? That rankled some people.
Yeah.
And so Turtle Bay seeing that said, you know what? You're right. So for the price of membership, you get to come in and see everything one price of membership.
It's
the only
great.
Thing that costs you is when you go into the lorikeets, where I walk in all the time, it costs you $1 to buy a cup of nectar, which is all they drink.
Yeah.
And if you're really quick and quiet, a child walking by, you sprinkle some on their head, and the lorikeets just love it. Yeah. And the kids love it, too.
It's like Buddy the Elf and syrup, you know?
Yeah.
The lorikeets love
that
nectar.
Yeah, we were able to bring back the feeding. So since March until about a month ago, we didn't have the feeding because of COVID.
Yeah.
And we were able to find a way to do feeding safely again. So there's a dispenser there. So it's a self-serve dispenser.
Good idea.
So you pay, yeah. And then we have paper cups that get thrown away.
Absolutely.
So we actually brought the feeding back. So anyone who has been missing the feedings of the lorikeets, whoa, come on back. They're open and feeding is available.
Who could not like the lorikeets? Okay. Now, at Turtle Bay, you've got an adopt-a-pet. Adopt an animal. Adopt an animal.
There you go. So the Adopt an Animal program is a great gift for people who love the animals but have too much stuff, really. So if you become an that's me. I'm like, don't give me more stuff. I want, you know, things to do. I want stuff like that. So I want to support. So Adopt an Animal is an honorary parent of one of the animals at Turtle Bay. You're given a certificate, and then depending on the level, you'll get different things. So at the lowest level, you'll get a certificate and a plush version of your animal.
Great stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then at the as you go up, you get at the highest level, you actually get a meet and greet with your animal. So this is a way to support the animals at Turtle Bay. Those money goes right to the animals, and it gives you a fun thing to get.
Okay. Which animal usually gets the most adoptions?
Oh, my gosh. I was about to say, I would probably say Spike and Sweet Pea here.
Spike? Really? Not the Timber?
No, Timber is not part of an adoption animal. Timber is part of a different program.
Oh, okay.
So, and that program is another gift we were going to talk about. So it was a great lead in there. You got there, Carl, which is the behind-the-scenes experience with Timber. So this is have you done it yet? I keep telling you, come down.
No, I have not done it yet. But, invited me, and I will do it. And Liz and I'll come down.
The most amazing experience. So people can go to places and swim with dolphins and stuff like that. No, this is you get to go upstairs of the aquarium, sit down. Timber will come over to you, and you can feed him. And most of the time, we can't guarantee it. Actually, I want to say every time, but we still can't guarantee it because you never know.
He's an animal. No, you never know. He's an animal.
But you sit down. He will climb into your lap and lay down in your lap, and you can feed him while he is in your lap. It is spectacular.
Okay.
So that is
won me over.
I know. It's if you're a member at Turtle Bay, it's $60 a person. Uh-huh. If you are not a member of Turtle Bay, it's $75 a person.
Okay.
It is the most spectacular gift. So people can buy them and, you know, let the person know, and then when they're ready, they can call and make the appointment for when they want.
Okay.
They're behind the scenes.
And Beaver obviously is a very friendly beaver.
He is so friendly. He was hand raised. He came to us at 7 weeks of age.
Uh-huh.
And we spent a lot of time and hand raised him up from 7 weeks of age, and we created a monster because he loves people, and we call him our lap beaver because you can't go in there and sit down. He just runs to you and jumps in your lap. He's a lap
obviously
beaver.
Likes it.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's my question for adopt an animal.
Uh-huh.
Which is the one that has the least adoptions? There's got to be one of them that just people go, I just don't think so. It's not one of my favorites. Because that's the one I want to adopt.
That's the one you want?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, do you have snakes?
We don't.
You don't have snakes.
We don't have them on the adoption because people don't adopt them. You're
there
right.
There you
so,
go.
I mean.
There you go.
So if you would like
you
to
adopt. You got a timber rattler back there?
We have the Northern Pacific rattler snake. And if
close
you would like
enough.
To adopt one, I will make sure I personally make you a certificate and get you a stuffy of a rattlesnake.
A stuffy of the rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, how do people, David, how do people sign up for Turtle Bay?
They can sign up for Turtle Bay at our website, turtlebay.org. Click on membership on that top tab on there over to the right, and they can adopt an animal from there, sign up for a membership, buy Garden of Life tickets, everything through turtlebay.org.
Great. Now, Ashley, you just went to the Garden of Life.
Yeah, so I picked up my mom and my sister's birthdays are in September, so I picked up tickets for the family to go back then. My brother lives in Sacramento, and we heard Saturday, which is when our tickets are for, that he was not going to be coming up for COVID, or coming up for Christmas because of COVID, and he's just sheltering in place. And we already did Thanksgiving separate, so we were all very much lacking in the Christmas spirit. And we went to the Festival of Lights, and it completely changed our Christmas spirit for the entire season. So thank you guys for that, because
it's beautiful.
It means so much to us to be able to celebrate Christmas.
Well, thank you so much. That makes that just makes everything worth
it. If you have kids, plan on being there for an hour, at least an hour, probably an hour and a half, because little kids are out there dancing and twirling, and with the music, and the music is set to the lights as you go from one spot to another in the Garden of Lights. It's different. I mean, it's different in the sense that you've already seen it, like, from one side. When you get to the other side, it's totally different.
Did you do you have a favorite part? I have a favorite one. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I tell you what, I liked the butterflies.
Yeah.
I thought those were beautiful. Uh-huh. But those the trees that were they're lighting at, with in time with the music. And Linda points that out to me. So, but there is a lot of difference. Well, what's your favorite?
So I have two favorites. One is the trees, the row of trees that you walk through. That's choreographed to the music. Yeah. That one. And for me, it's the lizards up the trees.
The lizards.
Geckos. Oh, I love the lizards. They are geckos, but I think of them as lizards.
I was trying to take photos of the turtles, and it's hard to see it unless you're there. There, it's very clear. But when you take a photo with your with your little phone camera, it's kind of like a blob of
light.
But the lizards. You know, you can get them right away. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us this morning. You can still get your tickets for the Garden of Light. It's not sold out yet, right?
Nope, not sold out.
Okay, how do people get their tickets?
You can go to turtlebay.org, and there's a banner right at the top for Garden of Lights. Just click on that, and it'll walk you through for how to schedule and purchase your tickets.
Well, you know, and I know things are tough out there for people, but $90 will get you an entire year of exhibits and animals and playing out there for your kids. And, I mean, you can go out there all you want, you know, for the rest of the year at Turtle Bay. And you get to probably pet Sweet Pea here, who is just laying there just saying, this is great. Another time on the radio.
That's right.
All right.
She's an old champ.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends right over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a true professional. He's been doing this for over 20 years. Nobody knows more about windshields than Jeff Wurst. And if you've got a chip in your windshield, figure with this really cold weather, it's a chip. Maybe get some water in it from frost and your heater hits it or your defroster hits it. Crack. Or you're driving down the road. Crack. Well, he'll fix that. And he can fix chips, or he can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. And he guarantees his work. He fixed a crack on my windshield. It's been 12 years ago. And it's never gotten any bigger. He guarantees it for life. Nobody does that except Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with with Mako.
Visits his paisans with Dominic Hildee, because the reindeer can I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la 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 la.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating 10 years on the air. I'll stop saying that in about a week because now we start our 11th. Yay! Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, okay, I know that's sexist. Guys, if you're looking for the present, it's been a tough year. You've been locked in with your loved one. She's put up with you. Maybe this is the time to go out and buy that piece of jewelry she's always wanted. Four Winds Jewelry has a great selection, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They'll help you select. If you want one that's been designed and built by Four Winds Jewelry, they will do. You know, they have those there too, so it's a one-of-a-kind. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So, I'm here with Jerry Arnold. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Here, put that one right in front of you just a little bit more because you have kind of a soft voice, you know. I mean, and you're going to say, that's not what people think.
Not at work.
No. Not at work. Well, that's the way we are. You know, we change. Our voices drop, you know, all those. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, this is a local business time. So, you're with Mako.
Right.
Tell us about that. First of all, tell us who Jerry is.
I grew up down in Los Angeles, but I've been up here in Redding for the last 10 years.
Okay.
And so we're basically new here to town.
Well, you are. In Redding, 10 years is nothing. People right. still call me a newcomer, and I spent 13 years, and I knew that. It's going to take probably being buried here. Yeah, right. But he was a newcomer.
Right. Now,
he came here 50 years ago.
So, right.
Yeah.
By the time we're here 30 years, we'll be almost a local.
So tell me about Mako.
Mako is an auto body shop. Mm-hmm. We repair cars, and we are a there's three different kinds of auto body shops. One is restoration, where they do the cool April Nights cars and they clean them up and they look awesome. And we've done a few of those, mostly for people who know us and trust us. Mm-hmm. Two, there's the traditional body shop, the one that works off the insurance and fixes all of the dings, the major hits. And again, we work with all of the insurance companies and a lot of the industrial fleet companies as well. Mm-hmm. So we can do it. That's specific. But our specialty is the third category, and that is for people who are paying out of their own pocket. They're not using insurance. Mm-hmm. So when they have a certain amount of work that they need to do and they need to stay within a budget, we're the ones that most of the shops will direct them to. Mm-hmm. Because we do that when people are not using insurance money, but they're using their own money.
Oh, okay. And as we know, in today's world, that there's nothing like it used to be. Now, I will tell you that when I was stationed in Okinawa, the cars would turn over every year, you know, because people were coming in and leaving. Lots of cars. And the Japanese had this rule. There could be no rust and no holes in the car. Now, you got to figure, it was an island, what the rust was like. Let me tell you, the amount of Bondo on these cars, there must, you know what, at any time, there must be 500 pounds of Bondo on cars. And then you paint them. And of course, you paint them. They had a shop there. You could paint them. Not guaranteeing, but there would be no rust or holes in that car. I mean, putting the old steel tin, tin cans like they used to have instead of aluminum, pound them out, wrap them around that hole in the muffler, spot weld those things on. Anyway,
yep. No, we've got one of the, we got an old Jeep Willys in the lot right now.
Really
doing work, and yeah, oh, Bondo was that thick.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know it. But today it's tougher though, right? I mean, because the materials, or is it easy to replace like a whole fender?
In some cases, that becomes the question. When someone comes in with some dents, then we do an evaluation. Does it make more sense? Is it simple? We can just fill it and clean it, and the materials, of course, are better and easier. Or sometimes the parts are so cheap, it's just easier, less expensive to replace it.
Okay.
So we'll work with them and find out the best way to do it, to stay within their budget.
Now, I see cars with different colored fenders out there. What, people go to junkyards or something?
Sure. There's a lot of do-it-yourselfers here in Reading. Are you kidding? That's they've got a lot of folks who will do all the repairs up to the painting. They don't want to mess with the painting, and so they'll bring it to us where they've got the car completely put together. They've done their own Bondo work and whatnot, and happy to work with them. Absolutely. Lots of do-it-yourselfers here in town.
Well, you can see that. You know, I talked to one of the groups that had the that did, you know, the Cool April Nights car, mm-hmm. and I said, so how much, you know, time and money do you have in this? And he said, I can tell you how much the parts cost, kind of, because sometimes they have to search for them all on the internet. He says, but hours. No, because everybody comes over, you know, we work on it. He said, there's, you know, a couple thousand, must be at least a couple thousand hours in this. And I'm like, wow.
It's the process they're enjoying. It's not the investment.
I am not a car guy. No, I'm not a car guy. I mean, I'm not, and have never been. And I kind of feel, you know, I had the Volkswagen when everybody else had 57 Chevy. Yeah, it worked for me. Okay.
They're both very valuable right now.
Oh, do I wish I still had that Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And that I had a Land Cruiser, like 1972 Land Cruiser, you know, the old kind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see how much those things are going for today.
That's insane. Yeah, no, we had we went cross-country several times in our Volkswagen bus, the entire family. And, boy, we wish we had that one still.
You know, my brother-in-law still has his. The Volkswagen bus, the camping bus, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has that. Hey, I'm here with Jerry Arnold from Mako, and three different kinds of auto repairs, and one is like the Cool April Nights restorations, and you help with that.
We've done some.
And then some with insurance, but the others that you kind of concentrate on are people that are having to pay for this themselves.
Right.
And so you can work with them.
They will do as much or as little as they want. We do the frame straightening. If they have a major hit, we've got that ability. We can replace parts and we can do just the simple touch-ups. Or if they say, I just want this side of the car working because that's the one I see, don't really care about the other side. I don't get in on that side.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Never met my wife.
Well, no, that's the thing. People will say, we evaluate the car and say, what about this dent on the other side? What dent? I never have a dent there. Well, let's go look.
Well, I've had my truck for 13 years, and I bought it when it was a year old. So I've, knocking on wood here, but I sure have a lot of dings on the side from people that just aren't quite as careful when they open their doors up.
Right.
And there was the time I drove through the brush, and it's kind of like left some telltales on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jerry Arnold, Mako, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back after these messages. Hey, sleeping. One of the things that's going to help you fight off any types of illness, whether it's a regular flu, a cold, and staying strong during this COVID craziness here, is being able to sleep at night. Quality sleep is essential for optimal health, performance, and sanity. Of course, sanity. As I told you all, Linda gave me the perfect gift yesterday of nothing. When I had to do nothing yesterday, and I slept in. I slept in for the first time in, I don't remember. And what a great gift that is. And I was on my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 50. And I dropped it down from 55 down to 50, and I just slept. Elk Killer was on the other side there, sleeping just as hard as I was. You can have a great, think about this for a great, great Christmas present. How about the gift of sleep? The Sleep Number beds have been rated 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports, which is the top rating organization in America. And right now, give comfort and joy and life-changing sleep to all. Save up to $700 on a new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time and only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. The store, of course, is located in the Target Shopping Center, and there are great people in there. They'll let you lay on the bed, see how you can adjust the bed so it fits to you. Yeah, Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. And we are broadcasting on or streaming on KCNR1460.com, 7:50 in the morning, about 38 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Not only that, they've got some of the highest grades from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they have the Da Vinci surgical robotic system there. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And I'm here with Jerry Arnold, who saw me moving faster than I've moved in a while, as I tried to, after I knocked my coffee over. And but I do have a top on the coffee. That's the only thing that saved me. Anyway, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
You can see I'm just already on Tuesday. I had yesterday off, and you know what that's like. Saturday and Sunday, I think your body's ready for that. But when you take a Monday off, it's like you have to be retrained in everything. Do you run into that?
Do you get to take every Monday off?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This was my first day off, and, well, I don't know. It's been a long time. It was a gift from my wife.
That's the part that I'm familiar with, is no days off.
There's no days off when you have your own business, right?
Right.
Now, you are here, and one of the things you're doing is you're supporting our veterans, and you're part of our holiday salute to our veterans, where a portion of this will go to homeless veterans. And we really appreciate that. And, you know, you're doing this.
It's important work, the things that we're doing, anything that we can do to help the vets and what they're up against. We've been able to help a little bit with, for example, the Veterans Museum that's going up.
Uh-huh.
So anything we can do along those lines is well worth it.
It is. You know, and I appreciate what you're doing. Let's go to the phones.
Hello?
Yeah, Ron, you're on.
Okay. I've got a question for your guest there. I've got an older pickup, and it's got it's called oil-based paints. And can you still get those oil-based paints to repaint the pickup? The new paints are, I think they're water-based, and they have to have a clear coat put over them. And after a while, that clear coat just falls off or something. So this is what my question. Can you still get the oil-based paints? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Did you hear him?
Sure.
Okay.
I heard him. Actually, it's they're solvent-based paints. Where the water base has taken over, and a lot of the shops the water, but we still use solvent, and all of our materials include uh-huh. that. And you're right, the ones where the clear coat peels off because of our Redding sun, it's a little more sensitive, They call it a single stage paint, and we do offer that where the clear and the color is mixed together, and it doesn't have the same kind of appealing problem that the base clear does. So, yes, you can get it. We offer it, and so do probably several other shops here in town. Half of them are now water-based.
Okay. Water-based is good for me. but that doesn't do a lot.
Well, that would be the base clear. And the funny thing about that is that the color is water-based, but the clear coat still uses the solvent anyway.
Wow. Okay. The only reason I say water-based is because I spill things. And
right.
I can get it off me and the concrete. If I ever did anything like that, it sounds like Carl's out there painting his car. No. Is it tough finding employees at this time? During this COVID?
Sure. We've been very lucky. Our crew has been, we've got guys that have been with us the whole 10 years and longer. We've got other people who've been with us for quite a while. But finding people who know what they're doing and who, you know, sometimes it's difficult to have that skill or have that work ethic.
Do you train them? Will you train somebody
Absolutely.
That has a good work ethic?
Absolutely. Yeah. If they're there every day and they show up every day and they're willing to work the full day, then, as you know, it's well worth it. Both of our painters, we trained them from the beginning. They both started sanding, and they they worked their way up. So, absolutely, we have to train in every position.
Well, does Shasta College offer anything out there that would, you know, like on – I know they do diesel. Diesel technology.
And they do welding. I'm taking a welding class there myself.
But there's no, like, an automotive – repair.
I don't know if they have automotive repair. They
don't
have
so.
Auto body repair.
Yeah.
I know they don't have
yeah.
auto body, but as far as mechanical, you're right. I know they have the diesel. I don't know of anyone that's gone through a regular engine
repair.
Well,
when you grew up, probably there was auto shop, or maybe not. You're
of
younger
course,
than I am.
But, I'm not easily. Yes, of course, there were all those shops, and
yeah.
we all grew up with all those shops.
Woodworking and all that, and school.
And
you
printing,
had to
right.
take, and you had to take one of those. One of those shop classes to graduate from high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or we wanted to take them all 4 years. So yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or you could do it all 4 years.
Right.
And I remember we had some guys in auto shop. You know, they were in there and then they were working on their own cars. So, but like I said, right. those are ones that were really into it. And I had a 1965 Volkswagen bug.
Right.
Worth its weight in gold today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you tell people then if what happened with us one time was Linda got sideswiped and the guy took off. So, you know, that comes out of our insurance and all that. So when you look at a car or a truck, do you tell them, well, this may be worth more trying to fix it than it's worth? You run into that? Let me put it that way. Do you run into that?
Sure. We run into that quite often in the form of, again, one of the things that we're really good at is working within a person's budget.
Okay.
And so they'll come to us and they'll have, maybe they've gone to one of the other shops and the shops will give them a price to repaint the whole car and it's more than the value of the car.
Right.
And so they'll come to us and often those other shops refer them to us because that's our specialty. And so they'll come in, and we'll go through that evaluation. And it'll cost this much if we use this much, this kind of paint, or if we do fix these dents. If you want us to do all of it, we're happy to do it. We just need to live within the person's budget so that they're not spending more than it's worth, unless the car has some sentimental value.
Well, it could be that.
If
yeah.
the person, if this was their first car, they bought it, and they've had it for 20 or 30 years, or if it was mom or dad's car. Or something like that, and they want to keep it, and they want to hand it down to their children.
Okay.
So we deal with that as well.
That's cool. Okay, yeah. We're about out of time. So what do you have to tell people on your kind of your, you know, your last statements here?
Well, first off, I appreciate the time. Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you supporting veterans, my friend.
It's important. It's important. And my daughter's going in. She's about to be a veteran. She's going in, waiting for the boot camp. Right now.
Which?
Air Force.
They take real good care of their people, Jerry. They yeah. really do. And thank her for
yeah.
us. Bless her.
Thank you. And so other than that, please give us a shot. If you've got questions, we're happy to answer them. If they've got anything.
Where are you at?
We are over by the 44 freeway and the airport off-ramp.
Okay.
If anyone knows that area where the United Rentals is, mm-hmm. we're right across the street from their entrance.
Okay. Phone number?
Is 226-0992.
And your website, of course, is?
Is MacoReading.com.
All right. So, thank you so much, and have a very, very good Christmas.
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
And again, thank you for supporting our veterans with our holiday salute.
My honor.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not only Casey Fatch, who's the CEO, but we're also having one of the ambulance guys coming in here, and I can't wait to talk to him. So, about ambulances on the freeway and the roads every time you turn around.
Hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Millions of people who face losing their jobless benefits and small business owners who could lose their businesses being forced to wait now for Congress to take more action on COVID-19 relief. An update from correspondent Tim McGuire.
A compromised coronavirus relief package, some $900 billion in help for the millions of unemployed and tens of thousands of sinking businesses, remains mired in the Senate as party leaders blame each other. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Drop the all-or-nothing tactics, drop the hostage-taking, and make law.
Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Bipartisan does not mean Democrats must agree to whatever the Republican leader wants.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports researchers at the cybersecurity firm Forescout say they have identified vulnerabilities in software widely used by millions of connected devices, ranging from thermometers to smart plugs and printers, even office routers and healthcare appliances could all be affected.
Researchers say if unfixed, the vulnerabilities can leave corporate networks open to crippling denial of service attacks, ransomware, or malware that hijacks devices. With so many people working remotely during the pandemic, home networks could be compromised and used as channels into corporate networks through those connections.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting it. Tesla, fighting some hard times when it comes to driverless vehicles, is now looking to raise up to $5 billion in capital through a stock offering.
The electrical vehicle and solar panel maker is seeking to take advantage of strong demand for its products. This is the second such move for the company in 3 months. In September, Tesla said it planned to sell up to $5 billion worth of common shares just one day after its 5-for-1 stock split took effect.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Aviation hero General Chuck Yeager, the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound, has died at age 97.
Many know of Chuck Yeager's post-World War II flight accomplishments from Tom Wolfe's book, The Right Stuff, later adapted to the feature film in which Yeager played a cameo, showcasing his confident smile and twinkling eye. The Right Stuff chronicled Yeager's formidable role as a test pilot, a leader, and eventual astronaut trainer in the development of the U.S. space program.
That is George Bonzami reporting. Researchers are monitoring sewage in Charlottesville, Virginia, part of an effort to predict surges in the coronavirus. The Daily Progress reports the researchers, part of a project at the University of Virginia, data from the area's wastewater will be shared with local and state health officials. It will also go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Wastewater Surveillance System. They say it could give them some clues about what people are doing and whether they're staying home related to the coronavirus. More on these stories at townhall.com. The pomp and ceremony of the Nobel Prize events have been reined in this year amid measures to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Traditionally, the lavish Nobel ceremonies are held on December 10, the anniversary of the death of prize founder Alfred Nobel, at an ornate city hall in Stockholm. But this year, it's rather more low-key. The first of the prizes was awarded Sunday to Literature Prize winner American poet Louise Glick during a ceremony in her garden. Now Roger Penrose, a British scientist, will be awarded his for physics in London. Moving across the Atlantic, Harvey Alter will receive his physiology and medicine award at the National Institute of Health in Washington, D.C., while fellow recipient Charles Rice will meet with Sweden's Consul General in New York. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global futures and U.S. stock futures all declined because of surging coronavirus cases. Now the Dow is up by 51 points. More details on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the station of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line to your 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. See, Ashley's in there. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 8th. Of December, which means...
National Brownie Day.
National Brownie Day.
It's a good one.
Is that brownie like you munch on it, or is that like brownie like Little Girl Scouts?
According to this, the muncher.
The muncher, okay.
The cross between a cookie and a cake, which is very popular across the country.
Brownies. What's the weather look like?
We are looking at 34 degrees out at the airport right now, but it's going to warm up to a nice, pleasant 72 degrees and sunny today. We are going to get a little cooler to 37 tonight, but we're gradually cooling off throughout the week with a slight chance of showers Friday night. I'm thinking that's going to be more in the mountains than it is going to be in the valleys. But that means we're going to have fantastic sunrises and sunsets throughout the week, except for maybe Friday night into Saturday morning, because that's when that storm's coming in. We'll have a few too many clouds for something picturesque, but we've had some fantastic ones lately.
Oh, yeah. That we have. There was a photo the other day of over the Sundial Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Just gorgeous, yeah. Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm living a dream, buddy.
Fantastic. So, well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, that was a while ago, though.
Well, what was the celebration for yesterday, then?
There was no celebration.
Oh, you just your day off? Okay. Linda, I misunderstood you.
Linda gave me the gift of nothing. Okay. And when I say that, it was wonderful. I got to sleep in. I watched episodes of Longmire and Deadwood. Got petted the dog. I read. It was one of those days. And even when she was home and she's really busy doing things, and I said, can I help? She says, no, this is your day off. Take a day off, because I've been working straight for 3 or 4 weeks right now. Okay. Without a day off. And so it was wonderful. The only problem is they have to retrain me. You know, I was saying, why isn't the audio to my, I can't turn the audio up in my headphones here. And Ashley comes over, she says, which one are you doing? I said, it's the one I use all the time. And I point at it, and she goes, that's not yours. I've only been using it for, how many years now? I was turning up the wrong one. And Mark Belden, who's sitting across from me, Mark, if I had left it the way it was, it'd be blowing your ears out right now. I managed to spill my coffee. I take a day off. It's like retraining me.
There you go.
Anyway, so Stacey, and also Mark Belden, who's the regional manager for the AMR Shasta County, which is the American Medical Response.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. So, Casey.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I read a statistic the other day that it took us like 6 months to get up to 1,000, And then after that, it was 4 weeks to hit another 1,000, you know,
right.
positive. Then it was, and then it finally came down to something like 4 days, four or 5 days to hit another 1,000.
Yeah. That's correct.
It's what's going on?
Well, the spread of the disease. People are indoors more, and it's the weather's not as warm as it was before. People are outside and naturally socially distancing. But it just comes down to wearing masks and trying to abide by the guidelines and staying inside and not traveling and trying to stay in the area and. No large crowds. This is something that you haven't heard this before, right? I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, and here we are. And, unfortunately for us is we got frontline staff here that are exposed to it because of all the increased numbers. And they have to go home to their families, too, and try to figure out how not to bring this disease home. And so this is something that, we practice, universal precautions and everything that we need to do inside the hospital. But still, we really want to make sure that we don't get, try to squash out as much of the spread as we can. Because it's just.
Well, you mentioned back in the summer, said, oh, we haven't seen the worst part yet.
No, yeah. And
I was looking at you because it hadn't been really bad, but you said, no, it's going to get worse.
I don't have a crystal ball, everybody, okay? This is just, if you pay attention to history, we went through the same thing in the Spanish flu, where the second year was the worst. So that's what it was based on, just looking at those numbers.
Yeah, but still.
But here we are.
But here we are.
Yeah.
One of the big things is how many ICU beds are open. And our whole thing is if we reach 15%?
Lower, 15% or lower.
We have to shut everything down.
That's correct.
Now, right now, I think I saw we were at 28%.
Yeah, that's the last number I saw that was published on the 6th. We were just looking at that in the lobby.
And what that means then is, but this is for Northern California.
That's correct. I don't remember how many counties, but they're pretty much the usual counties that Shasta is lumped in with that were all part of the North. So,
how many beds do we have
in the ICU? On the spot there.
Well, just give me a wag. Just give me a wag.
Gosh, I don't know.
The problem is
there's a lot of other counties involved, so I don't know all the capacities of the hospitals.
How about Redding?
Well, Redding, I don't know. I think Mercy's probably 40, and I think we're probably 20. 30, I think we can go up to them.
Yeah.
They can go up to maybe 50 if they have to at Mercy. And
so we're talking maybe 75, 80 beds if we have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're at 28% now.
And 20% now.
28.
All right.
28.
Now, how many of those are COVID? Because that's the other thing that somebody pointed out was, we may have people in the ICU that have nothing to do with
that's
COVID.
That's correct.
And, car wrecks, other things.
That is correct, and that's... kind of a part of the flaw in the plan, but it's still resource driven.
Sure.
But it is what it is, and that's what the regulation, that's what the rules are that they've put down. We're at we don't really, somebody asked me that the other day, when we look at, we got open hearts that we do and we've got other elective procedures. Generally they don't go to the ICU, so you're seeing people that are in the ICU generally belong there and need to be there. So fortunately, we're at 28. So
that's a good point you just made. That an elective surgery is not supposed to end up in the ICU.
Yeah, they generally go home the same day.
Yeah. A heart operation, of course, more serious. But again, they're in a regular ward.
They go to the ICU afterwards.
Oh, they go to the ICU.
Open heart, sure. Open heart surgery, definitely.
Oh, they do. Okay. Yeah. And so that's part of the count too. Yeah. But elective surgeries, unless something goes wrong. Won't do that.
Well, yeah, and again, some of the new technologies that we've talked about before with the Da Vinci and
some of the other things
have basically, like Dr. Brissett, who was with us last time talking about his lung cases, those are no longer going to the ICU directly like they used to. And so that's helped us cut down and manage the resource as well. So
good. So as long as we can keep that above 20. Percent, above 15, but above 20%, we're not going to have to shut down. I just read an article that San Francisco though says they're going to have to shut down all everything.
Yeah, you know,
if
we
they
were,
hit that.
Yeah, they well, yeah, but that's the rule. If you get below 15%, you have to shut everything down. That's why I thought it was interesting they were playing in Glendale last night, Arizona, the 49ers, because of
they've moved everything down there.
Yeah, but they're still not shut down in San Francisco. We were looking at that at their ICU bed capacity. Maybe that got updated yesterday. I was looking at the numbers for the 6th. So.
And it was over 15%.
Yeah,
well, maybe they won't. Maybe, you know, again, it comes down if you hit that 15%.
Yeah, and it's pretty crowded down there, too. There's a lot of people. So.
We're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk to Mark here. Because one of my friends used your service. And I want to talk about that and what happened.
Okay.
Don't worry, if it was bad, I wouldn't bring it up on the air. Mark's eyes got big. No. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? If you're going to go into a place because you've had enough of hunting for toilet paper, cutting the grass, doing your own plumbing, all of these, River Commons Senior Living, the premier, Northern California's premier retirement community, gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation, if you want it. This is for active seniors. This is not a assisted living facility. It's for active seniors here. They welcome pets, and they have, like I said, a gourmet chef there. So all of your meals are prepared, different meals, as you come in and take your choice. Learn more about River Commons Senior Living by talking to Brian at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch and Mark Belden.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 8th of December, 8:19 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Still, people are still signing up for the new Medicare, not new Medicare, I shouldn't say, but different programs within Medicare. If you don't know what they are, like under meds, it's 32 different programs. How are you supposed to know that? Well, you don't have to, because Judy Maxwell and her team knows that. You can give them a call at 221-0441, the premier agency in town, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We talked about that we're doing fine on the number of intensive care unit beds here. Up here in Northern California, well, we're at, last time I saw it, 28%. When you hit 15%, you've got to shut everything down. And I'm here also with Mark Belden, who is the operations manager for Shasta County for AMR, which is American Medical Response. Those are the guys you see in those handy-dandy ambulances running around town with their lights screaming and sirens going and all this. So good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Tell us about AMR.
Well, AMR is the largest private ambulance company in the nation. We're actually part of Global Medical Response, which also operates the Reach helicopters and fixed wings that are here in town as well. A lot of history in the community here. I've been in EMS in Shasta County for about 33 years now. Started off on a volunteer fire department and then North Valley Ambulance, who was the predecessor to AMR.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also been operating Shasta Regional's ambulances for them since 1994.
Okay. What got you into this?
Oh, boy. Long story. Short answer was some buddies wanted to join a fire department, and they asked me to join with them. And I had a completely different career path, and I joined it. 6 months later, they're both gone, and I was still in the department. And
you found something you love.
I did.
Now, I'm going to tell a quick story. One of my friends had got COVID. His oxygen level dropped. His wife called the ambulance. You all showed up. She said it was really, you know, she says, considering you have to call an ambulance, it was a great experience. Your guys did a great job getting him situated right. I think one of them said, hey, I've already had COVID. And so it doesn't scare me. Only because I've had it. But it was a professional experience that got him out, got him down there, put oxygen on him right away, which, you know, raised his oxygen level from 80 to 100.
Wow, 80's pretty low.
That's pretty low.
Well, that's why she called.
Yeah, good call.
She had one of those oxygen things
you
put on
your oximeter.
Yeah. And, you know, one night it was 89. The next day he went to 80, and the highest she could get it to was 85. So
wow.
That was it. Boom. Boy. Called. Because, you know, she recognized the danger there.
Yes.
But they put the oxygen on him, you know, ran it right back up to 100, and then 2 days in the hospital. So
wow.
Anyway, so thank you for
that. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Well, okay. So what's it take to drive and man an ambulance?
Well, our folks, we have one EMT, emergency medical technician, and a paramedic on the ambulance.
What's the difference?
The difference, an EMT is to become an EMT, you take a semester class out at the local community college, and then you have to get your ambulance driver's license and a few other things. To become a paramedic, that's more of either a community college or a vocational type education.
Uh-huh.
And that takes on average about 18 months to complete with a long amount of didactic time in the classroom plus over 480 hours in the field with a preceptor and learning how to be a paramedic.
Okay. Now, what can a paramedic do?
Quite a bit, actually. It's an interesting scope of practice. We can do a lot of advanced procedures, including intubation, where we place a breathing tube down.
Mm-hmm.
We give around 20 different medications. We use the defibrillator monitors, or we can cardiovert, slow down a fast heart rate, or we can shock a lethal rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I
just had somebody I knew that happened to him also. I had to give him that to because he was having arrhythmic heart, not in an ambulance, but at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It's really kind of an emergency room on wheels. It truly is.
Can they, of course, they can stop the bleeding, start the breathing,
yes.
Those kind of things.
Yep, we can do all of that, carry tourniquets and hemostatic agents, all types of, we can do breathing treatments. Again, we can intubate. We have different devices we can use if somebody's having airway difficulties. We can do place a breathing tube directly into the throat if we have to.
Drake?
Yes.
Tracheotomy?
Yes.
I can do that.
Got a ballpoint pen?
Got a ballpoint pen afterwards. And people go, why do you need a ballpoint pen? Because once you open up the trach, you've got to open up the airway. A ballpoint pen, after you take it apart, people, so there's an opening
yeah.
there. Or, you know what, set of keys.
Uh-huh.
Keys can be used. It's gross, but you can do it. And so, of course, they're trained to be able to do that in case,
yes.
you know, in an emergency. They show up at traffic accidents.
Yes, it's everything from heart attacks, strokes, traffic accidents, shootings, stabbings. We're there.
Now, why do we see the fire department following you all around?
Well, they're usually there before us.
Before you get there?
Because we have a tiered response system within the county. So the closest basic life support responder, local fire department, is usually there first.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to provide the basic life support, the really kind of the core of what we do.
Right.
So they're incredibly important within our system.
And so then they kind of hand it off to you because
yes.
you're the one able to transport.
Yes.
Okay. What are the rules for transport? I mean, you go to the closest, you go what? I mean, is there any rules?
There are. Patient preference is one of them. Both hospitals are pretty close together, so usually, and they have pretty close to the same services, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to go to Shasta Regional, that's where we take them.
Okay. That's where I go. I know people there. Plus the fact that when Linda went in the hospital, y'all treated her so well, got her out of there alive, which
that's
is the other good thing.
That's what we do.
Are you always looking for paramedics?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Always looking for paramedics and EMTs, yes.
Now, can you be an EMT while you're going to school?
Absolutely.
Okay, and does that count on those hours?
It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But we have three of our EMTs are in paramedic school right now.
Okay. And can you, is this a living wage?
It is.
All
it
right.
is, especially for this community.
Okay.
We have, I told you how long I've been with the company, and I have other paramedics and EMTs that have been with us for 25 plus years.
Wow.
And they've raised their families on the wages here.
Okay. Send them to school, all those things.
Yep.
Well, that's what you like to hear. You like to hear that this isn't something that you have to have a second job when you're not out in the ambulance. Like
correct.
This. What does it take to learn to drive an ambulance?
Well,
besides that, innate, everybody wants to do it. Hit that siren and those lights, you know?
I wish it was that exciting. It's not quite as exciting as that, mainly because you're always watching out for the public.
Yeah.
Because when the lights come on and they hear the siren, they have no idea what to do.
Isn't that amazing? Because after all these years, I mean, they used to teach it in school. When you hear the sirens and you see the lights, you pull over to the
yes.
side.
Pull to the right.
Yeah. And but do people do that?
Not so much.
Not so much.
No.
So do you have to nudge them? Okay, you can't do that.
You can't nudge them. We just have to show intent. Show them where we're going and just do the right thing. I mean, if it's not safe, we're just going to stop and turn off the lights.
Okay.
Because we have to be able to get to the scene. That's right. The most important thing is being able to get to the scene safely.
Now, I know this has nothing to do with your work, but, you know, what was the name of that that race across country?
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run. Yep. I understand in real life, one of the participants had an ambulance that they used, and they were running hot with the lights on throughout, you know, from one state to another.
That was Burt Reynolds and Don DeLuise played
in the movie.
In the ambulance,
In the movie, but in real life, this is based on a real life event that somebody did that. Yeah. So I was wondering.
I believe it.
Sure. Okay, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Mark Belden from AMR. Shasta County's the director out here for that, and that's American Medical Response, the ambulances you see. And we learned a whole lot about the paramedics, what they can do, and they can do a lot. And
yes, they can.
You've got like a your ambulance is kind of like our is probably a lot like our dust-offs that are configured specifically for that, and the helicopters be able to keep people alive until you can get them into a trauma center.
Yes.
So they can, you know, whether it's a heart attack or a bad car wreck or whatever it is out there, been trampled by cows. Have you ever had anything that people gotten trampled by animals out there?
Oh, horses and cows, yes.
All the time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
Had a guy that was slashed by a wild boar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
He was out hunting and forgot his sidearm.
Got in close.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that. You got to watch them.
That's
okay,
right.
We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers started this company 17 years ago. And if you need any help with your loved ones, you know, especially during this COVID time, you want to keep them at home, of course. You don't want to get them into large, you know, into probably, you know, nothing about the assisted living facilities or the physical therapy facilities. But if you can do it at home, you can take away that next step of exposing them to more people. All of the caregivers from Home Helpers get COVID tests on a regular basis, and they're there to help you if whether it's elective surgery or it's just maybe somebody needs some help a couple days a week, a couple hours a week, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Sharon right now, because she's expanding her business during this time, is looking for some amazing people to be part of her caregivers. And if you're interested in this, whether full-time or part-time, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hey,
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to running routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 36 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy this, because we're going to get in some clouds toward the end of the week here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert Estate Granite has been custom fitting, altering homes for over 16 years. Veteran-owned business, supports so many different good nonprofits in our community. He's a true artist when it comes to fixing your kitchen or other bathrooms or other places. And when I say that, he's got an artist eye, and he picks the right schematic. He picks the right marble or granite or slate, whatever you want in there. He's the one to do it. He works on appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE or check out estategranite.com. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Haven. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I don't know if you do any work with Haven Humane. And Mark Belden, who is the regional manager out here for American Medical Response, the AMR ambulances you're seeing rolling around there. You know, Casey, what should people know if they have to call, you know, before you need the ambulance? There should be some things that you have, like maybe a check sheet someplace that you can reach real quick.
Well, I'm going to defer to Mark on that, you know, because Mark is basically in charge of what we call pre-hospital personnel and getting people to the hospital and assessing them. So you want to take that one?
Yeah, if folks could have a medication list handy, yep. And usually the best place is around the refrigerator.
Okay.
We used to call them a file of life, mm-hmm. A little magnetic thing to keep on the refrigerator with a list of medications. If they had a copy of their meds list, that's what's best, because we don't want to lose anything. So if they go through the trouble to make a list and we take it to the hospital, we want to make sure that it gets back to them. So okay. If they make a copy of it, that's even better.
So if you're on meds, you just make a copy of all your meds. And that, you know what? We had a friend that used to make these little folders with a magnet on them and stick them on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I, you know, I'm going to have to reach out to her to see if she still does it. It was a, you know, it was kind of a business that she did. But in that file, then, would be a list of your meds and?
Your private physician.
Okay.
Your hospital of choice. Any drug allergies that you have. And your medical history. Yeah, that's an interesting part of what our job is we have such a short period of time to figure out your medical history and what's going on and trying to come up with a differential diagnosis so we can start helping you before we get you to the hospital. It's truly amazing what we do in a very short period of time.
Well, yeah, it's one difference from being at my house, which is 5 minutes away.
Yes.
And being out someplace that's 30 minutes away. Right. That you may
that's be going
to.
That's still close.
Yeah, that's still close. Yeah. I mean, how far out do you go, an hour?
We cover up to the Lassen Park entrance, up to Pollard Flat North, up to Buckhorn Summit. We go down into Hama County to help them out a lot as they come up here to help us out if we get low on ambulances. You know, probably one of our longest responses is on the backside of Shasta Lake.
Oh, okay.
Back up Finders Ferry Road. So
now you've got a mobile emergency room that you're picking people up. Now, do you have communications with the hospital?
Yes, we do. We have a very robust medical communications network in the county that actually is kind of cool. It's going to improve even more here shortly. But we also have telemetry, which means if we do an EKG on a patient, we can transmit that to the hospital so they can see what we're seeing before we get there. And the doctor can make that choice whether or not to activate what we call a STEMI alert, which means that we are transporting somebody with a heart attack, and they can have the cardiologist waiting for us when we get there, waiting for the patient when we get to the hospital.
And you can, you know, if the doctor tells you to do this, this, and this, your people are trained, of course, to be able to do that.
Yes.
At that level.
Most of what we do is on standing orders, which means we can give certain medications and do certain procedures without asking. And then once we do make base contact and talk to the doctor, they can advise us to do something else if we need to.
Do you have the golden hour like we have in the military?
Yes.
Okay. And can you explain that, please?
The golden hour, that's going to be, it's pretty much for everything. Mm-hmm. It's not just for trauma. That's what it originally was yeah. for trauma. But I remember years ago a cardiologist telling me time is muscle. So, you know, we need to get them to the hospital as quickly as possible to restore blood flow to their heart. And now stroke care is evolving and improving, and it's the same thing there. We got to get folks to the hospital and so they can get blood flow restored to their brain, or if it's a hemorrhagic stroke, they can get that taken care of as well.
Okay. And so you can talk to the hospital, you can show them the EKGs, you can then respond to whatever what the cardiologist says.
Yes.
All of those like that.
Well, you know, Mark brought up a really good point earlier today about, you know, a lot of hospital destination is driven by the patient's choice. Mm-hmm. So it's the burden's kind of placed on the patient to make the decision to which facility that they want to go to. And you certainly need to check your address and find out what facility you're closer to so you can help the first responders make that choice. And then also where your doctors are and where you've had better experiences and all of those things drive those kind of choices. So.
Well, yeah, but you're coming in off right. of 44, screaming down 44, and it's that bad. You always go to the closest window, right?
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah. On something like that. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Janice, do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to ask if they're trained to look for medical alert ID on like the necklace or the bracelet or the ankle bracelet. Because I have something I wanted to observe. Are they trained to look for that?
Yes, we are. Typically, they're going to be either a medallion on a necklace or on the wrist. The ankle, I would say we might miss.
I had to go in the ambulance, and later when I had my road ID, I don't know if you've ever heard about it. It connects to their computer, has everything about me on their access, and the ambulance drivers didn't do it. Didn't even look on it, and neither did the emergency when they, you know, kind of were doing whatever they were. And I just thought that was the whole point of having it.
Is this something that's on your phone, or?
No, it was around my neck, like a dog tag. It looks like a dog tag, but it has that symbol on it.
And did they scan it or something?
Yeah, but it was AMR. That might be different than your group. But
no, that's my group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was AMR. Because no one was contacted. That their phone numbers are right on there.
And then
there's a computer. There's a number to access road ID and a code and everything.
You know, and that might just be an unfamiliarity. I have not heard of that program before. Usually what we're looking for is...
a dog tag around my neck.
Okay.
What you've done right now, Janice, is that you talked to the guy that's ahead of all of this and told him about this. So I bet, Ed, when he leaves here today, that there's going to be...
we'll look into it.
There'll be a little bit of research to go on. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Bye.
Richard, good morning. Hello, Richard. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I have a suggestion to make to the CEO of the ambulance company that his people don't argue with a patient who's being transported to the ER on whether they're having a heart attack or not. I had an aneurysm 9 years ago because of a birth defective aortic valve. And one of the guys was even arguing with me. I said, no, it's not a heart attack. I said, I fainted and I lack breath. There's no pain. And if he would have treated me, anybody would have treated me for a heart attack, I would have gone the way that John Ritter did, who had treated for a heart attack. And he had an aneurysm from the same valve defect that I did. But I had some pre-medical training in college, and I knew the symptoms. They're completely different. If you're fainting and you lack breath, you feel like you're not breathing, even though you are, and you have no pain, that's not a heart attack. A heart attack, you feel a lot of pain. It's like a bear's grabbing you around the chest. But you treat aneurysm patients as having a heart attack, you will kill them.
Okay.
You know, I realize only 3% of the male population have this kind of defect that I was born with, but you don't treat them for a heart attack for that. And so they didn't do anything. They just put compressed air and rushed me to the hospital, and that's it. And at the hospital, they took a sonogram, and they saw it was just a...
So it worked. Aortic. We're glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
aortic,
Richard.
The arch was full of blood because it wasn't opening or closing.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah, okay,
but
Richard.
You have to know and tell your people, ask the person supposedly undergoing a heart attack, in their estimation, what his symptoms are. If he's fainting and he's lacking oxygen, but no pain, it's not a heart attack. He has an aneurysm.
Okay, Richard, thank you. Okay, thank you. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. Everybody has disposable shrouds there, or drapes, I should say, not shrouds, disposable drapes. And they wear masks and the whole thing at Cypress Square Barbershop. And give them a call at 244-9478, which is what I'm going to do, and to get an appointment today. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. Yeah, Man's Last Stronghold.
Hoorah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Where am I?
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank is going to be joining us. I'm going to catch up on everything that's going on. This portion of the show is, well, it's not that. I just like to make an announcement. Holiday Meals for Military Families. Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is requesting donations for items for the holiday meals for Christmas for military families in need this holiday season. It's easy to do. Any or all canned food items, stuffing, rice, instant potatoes, cookie mix, frozen turkey, cooked ham, jello, gravy packages. I did a dinner for a family of four, or I don't know, it could have been more than that, and it came out to a total of about $66, and it fed and that was with a large turkey and everything plus extra stuff. So to do this, give Rob Burrows a call or a text at 378-2280 for more information. All food donations will benefit military families in the Northern California Tri-Counties area. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Mark Belden, who heads up the Shasta County American Medical Response, AMR, the ambulances you see racing around the town. Well, okay, racing is a relative term.
Strong term.
What we've learned on today is it's kind of extraordinary, is the they have not only just EMT in there, but a paramedic that can, and that ambulance is like a mini emergency room. They have communications with the hospital. They can put an EKG on somebody, and a doctor on the other end in the emergency room at Shasta can be reading this. and giving directions to the paramedic who is trained to be able to give over 20 different types of medications. Plus, they do the regular, the first aid of, you know, stop the bleeding, start the breathing, and all of that, and then transport safely. A number of things we learned today about that. And let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and everyone. Maybe the vehicles are more zipping around instead of racing. I don't know. It's not any different.
Okay. Zipping. I like that. Safely zipping.
Have a question for, I presume it might be better for Mark. When people are in an ambulance situation, do they have the right to decline a nasal swab for the PCR or a serology? Does that go to get tested for the CV-19? Because I know the swab test is usually for RNA, which is a research tool, basically. Do they also anticipate using the antigen test? And this might go more to Mr. Fatt, because the dialogue and the disclosures that are coming through on the PCR, it's not looking good. It's pointing to a lot of erroneous numbers, data, metrics, all that kind of thing. So if he could address that or either one of them, that would be great, because I think people need to have choice if they're, unless they're unconscious. I don't know. But remember back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, when they want to use the word vaccine when you're in the hospital, they call it a biological. They don't use that word unless it's changed. That was a way to kind of confuse people. And they go, oh, sure, I want a biological, thinking that meant blood. So any of those that could be addressed, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Okay. Thanks.
As far as COVID testing, we do not do that in the ambulance. That's going to happen at the hospital.
Yeah, and California Department of Health just released an all facilities letter. I believe it was a week and a half ago, prior to the Thanksgiving holiday, mandating that hospital, acute general acute care hospitals like Shasta, come up with a plan for testing employees every week, like they do in the skilled nursing facilities, and then also and then deciding, you know, which tests will we be using. And so we're formulating that plan. It'll be submitted next Monday. And so that's, you know, and whether we do the antigen, you know, because we've got a lot of people that have already been tested positive that have recovered. So obviously they don't need to be tested. They're not going to be tested again. And, you know, it's purely a voluntary program as far as employees go. So we'll see how much participation we get. It's just like the flu shot is voluntary for employees. We've tried to make it mandatory, but we've gotten a lot of pushback on that from the labor unions. So that's what I have for you there.
Okay, so you don't test them in the ambulance or
no,
anything like that.
No.
You're just doing
that's done at
the basics.
That's done at the hospital.
All at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Casey, Christmas coming up. It's a
yes.
time of the year where there's lots of stress, and with all this stuff going on, what do you tell families?
Well, you know, just please resist the temptation of you know, bringing people from other communities or going to another community. You know, traveling in an airplane is just a bad idea right now. But, you know, people are still, you know, still doing it. Again, be careful with the seniors. It's a very vulnerable population. And bringing people in from, you know, like, again, outside the home and into the home that are in an environment that, you know, that you might not have been aware of, and that's how the disease spreads. And, you know, it's not shocking that we're seeing numbers like last Friday where we had, I don't know, or what was it, 260 cases.
You know, well, we've done 400 in one day.
Yeah, and but that's what you're seeing after the holiday weekend, you know, so we're seeing the cases spike up again. And, you know, we really don't want to see that after Christmas and New Year's because, you know, we're starting to, you know, we start to get to a point where we've got a resource issue. We don't want to get to that point. And so, you know, we need to manage, you know, try to manage this. And, you know, because we're almost there, you know, I mean, however you feel about a vaccine or not, and try not to be controversial, but, you know, they're coming. So we'll see. We've got a couple of vaccines out there that are getting ready to come to market soon. So.
Okay, Mark, last thoughts here?
Same as Casey. Please wear a mask and, you know, limit your exposure around other people. That will help keep us safe.
Okay. And Casey?
Well, you know, it's been a quite a year trying to get new programs up and running, you know, during this pandemic.
Yeah.
But we've done it. We've got the TAVR program that we're proud of, the transaortic valve replacement program.
And that used to be, used to have to head down to Davis or other places.
That's right.
Now we can do it right
here.
Now
we do it in Reading.
And do it, and it saves a lot of time.
It saves a lot of time and a lot of stress on the patient. And, and a lot of risk, you know, that driving and all the other stuff that goes along with that. And then Dr. Brissett's program where we're catching lung cancer early and lung cancer.
And
it's much more treatable. And so that's another pretty exciting.
And it's like any cancer, the earlier you catch it.
That's right.
The better chance you have.
Much more manageable.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. And, Mark, I'm really glad that Casey brought you with him. So
I am too.
I learned a lot here today. And we never even got into what happens when you call 911. Maybe you can come back again and we can talk about that. Yeah, I know this thing just blew by.
Yeah, sure did.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I don't know if I'll
Happy
see
New
you.
Year.
Mark, I'll see you, Casey.
You will.
This is,
no question.
And like I said, tomorrow we're going to have Chamber of Commerce on talking about things that are going on in our city. And if you get a chance, if you haven't done it yet, come on down to Market Street and stand there on the corner of Market and Tehama and just look down where Market Street's going to be opened up here soon. Yep. And just look at that area downtown. It's beautiful. The K2 building's about finished. There's new businesses moving in downtown.
The City of Reading sign.
City of Reading sign. Yep. It's just the Christmas tree is up and lit now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's a lot going on down here, and I want to catch up with Jake on these things that are going on. Plus, they brought out that second round of help for local businesses here. All this tomorrow, along with Cornerstone Community Bank, our local bank here in town that does a lot for so many